survival food. People would cure their catches by salting them and hanging them to dry, or by smoking them over an open fire. This enabled people in cold climates to stockpile nutrient-rich fish for those long winter months. Today we smoke fish primarily to enhance its flavor. This is wild sockeye salmon that was gutted and frozen right on board the fishing trawler to preserve maximum freshness. The smokehouse defrosts the fish over 15 hours in running water that's just 2 degrees above freezing. This slow, cold water thaw helps prevent bacteria from forming. Next stop, filleting. First, they slice off what's known as the collar, the fish version of the neck. Then they cut each fish in half lengthwise, separating 2 fillets from what's called the control bone, the fish equivalent of a spinal column. The tail is attached to it. They feed the control bones into a machine that strips off any remaining scraps of flesh. The machine grinds these bits into minced salmon, which is used to make salmon pie. They trim the fillets using a razor-sharp knife, slicing off the fins, any excess fat, and any control bone fragments left behind. After this, the fish will be ready for curing, a preservation process that also enhances taste. Workers coat the fillets in a mixture of salt and 26 spices, then let them sit for roughly an hour and a half. This short cure time will limit the salmon's salt content to less than 1%. To stop the curing process, they rinse off the coating with cold water, then glaze the fillets with maple syrup to neutralize any remaining salt residue. Some companies use a less costly mix of boiled water and brown sugar. The fillets go into a huge smoke oven. Workers load its combustion chamber with sawdust. Maple tree sawdust for the first 8 hours of smoking, cherry tree sawdust for the next 8 hours, and apple tree sawdust for the last 8 hours. This particular sequence is a major factor in flavoring the fish. They douse the fire with water to generate smoke. This process is called cold smoking because the oven temperature is 10 degrees Celsius, significantly lower than the industry norm of 25 degrees. Smoking at this lower temperature takes at least 24 hours, 3 times longer than the norm, but the company says it produces a moister product. When the fillets come out of the smoke oven, they're thoroughly cooked, but still have the consistency of raw fish. Workers remove the pin bones, 40 thin bones per fillet, located between the head and fin. The fillets then go through a skinning machine, which neatly slices off the skin without removing any flesh. Then it's into a freezer at minus 3 degrees Celsius. This firms up the fillets, making them easier to slice. The manual slicing machines cut them into pieces about 2 millimeters thick. Workers weigh out the amount they're packaging, in this case 70 grams. They place each portion on a tray made of aluminum-coated cardboard. Aluminum blocks the fat from seeping through. To kill off any remaining bacteria, they vacuum-pack the wrappers, then deep-freeze them for about an hour at minus 35 degrees Celsius. They store and ship at a milder minus 18, the temperature of your home freezer, where this preservative-free smoked salmon stays fresh for a full year.